Whenever you have said what you had to say in any situation, step back into stillness. Otherwise, the mind will take over and it will become a non-ending stream of words. You have all witnessed that in other people and perhaps in yourself. People can go on and on about the same thing, and again, they are dragged along by a mind stream. Okay, enough, enough, okay. And then they're quiet for 20 seconds. Oh, just one more thing. And while they are quiet for 20 seconds, you can feel the energy built up in them. Like, and that dissolves only through, again, bringing alert attention from where you can observe the mind rather than be it. Your speaking then becomes more powerful. Any words that you say become more powerful because they always come directly out of the stillness. The strange thing is, you may have noticed almost all the questions, the answer to all the questions always takes you back to the same point, the same origin. It's always the same answer in a way, in different aspects. And basically, all the questions are the same question. And once you've gone very deep into the answer, which is in yourself, that's the end of the questions. There's another question on this sheet of paper. How can you witness and feel your feelings at the same time? One could say, you cannot really feel your feelings until you witness your feelings. Because until you witness, you observe, bring awareness to your feelings, you are your feelings. So you don't feel them, you are them. You act them out. And most importantly, your feelings and your thought processes are linked. Feelings energize thought processes that reflect those particular feelings, and the thought processes, the story, adds further energy to the feelings. And this is how certain feelings survive in the body long after an event has passed, which feelings that in an animal would just pass through, in humans gets associated with a story that you can keep telling yourself and others, and so you can keep the feelings alive, the vicious circle. So you're not really feeling your feelings, you are so immersed in them that you are the feelings. So it's called identification. And so when you bring awareness,